بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, a person who is not well, who is sick, who is ill, he goes to the doctor examines him, and then the doctor prescribes some medication for him and gives him antibiotics or medication, gives him a course, so you're going to take this tablet, finish the course, and then inshallah you'll be better. The person takes the medication, takes the whole, finishes the course. But sometimes the sickness still prevails, goes back to the doctor, tells the doctor that the medication didn't work. Doctor says, but I gave you very good medication. It's the best medication you can get. This is your ailment, and this is what the doctors prescribe. Then the doctor asks him a few questions, then tells him, he asks him, did you take the medication properly? He says, I took it exactly how you told me, 3 times a day, after meals, I didn't skip any day. I said, what about your diet plan? And if the person had sugar, then he was not supposed to eat things which were sweet. He says, doc, that was difficult to do. That I had to cheat. So I'll be honest, I was taking sweet stuff. So the doctor will tell him, then obviously, you are not going to get better, you're not going to get cured. You took this medication, you finished the entire course, but you did not make parhez. You didn't follow the strict diet, you didn't follow it rigidly, and because of that, the effect was not going to be how you are experiencing now, or the effect was not good. It should have been far better, you would have got better, you would have been cured from your illness, from your disease, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a similar way, my respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the whole month of Ramadan. Ramadan came, it went. We are now experiencing the month of Shawwal, and Shawwal will also come to an end. The entire month was a cause. It was prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the result should have been, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Because Allah mentions, Allah's words are absolutely true. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O believers, fasting has been ordained upon you, prescribed upon you, made compulsory, like how it was made compulsory upon those before you. And the result will be لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Just two words. So that you may achieve the status of taqwa. So the cause we all completed. The results we have to check ourselves now. Did I follow the cause rigidly? Did I follow the diet plan? Did I refrain from those things that Allah had made haram upon me in the month of Ramadan? Or was it just certain things I did? I fasted, I did some taraweeh, tilawat, some namaz. I took the medication. I kept the rozas. I did some ibadah, but did I restrain myself? Did I refrain from all those evils and those evil temptations and whatever my nafs was desiring? Did I look down? Did I lower my gaze and turn away from haram? Did I close my ears when ghibat was made? Did I indulge in haram talks, vulgar language? Did I use my hands to abuse any person? These are things we all have to examine and check ourselves. If we didn't feel that feeling that we had, or we should be feeling and experiencing, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, gaining that spirituality. So this is a common question and query people ask. And why is it after the month of Ramadan, I just slacken, I just feel so empty and so low. Whereas after the month of Ramadan, spiritually we should be on a very high. Spiritually we should be all charged. 30 days of mujahada, going against the nafs, fighting of evil temptations. So now it should be easy to refrain from those shahwat and those evil tendencies that are drawing us towards haram. But if we are failing and we are falling very easily into sins, that means we did not follow the diet plan which Allah had prescribed upon us in the month of Ramadan. La wara'a kal-kaffi. Rasulullah says, there is no parhezgari, there is no taqwa, there is no piety like kal-kaffi, like refraining from sins. Doing good deeds, especially when a mahal and environment is created, the masjid, the month of Ramadan, mashallah, there's so much of anwarat and people are reciting Quran and there's tarawih taking place and tilawat and tasbihat and there are programs. So a person is in that environment, so automatically it becomes easy for him to perform his salat and make tilawat and tasbih. Now when there's no environment, it becomes difficult. So kal-kaffi, refraining from sins, from temptations. The real taqwa is when we stay away from evil deeds. Not only doing the good deeds, but also bad deeds. There are do's and don'ts. The do's are easy, the don'ts are difficult. And then if in the month of Ramadan, if we did not refrain from it, it still becomes difficult or even more difficult after the month of Ramadan, when the Ramadan environment is not there. We're going for Hajj, a very momentous occasion, a Mubarak occasion. It is something everybody aspires, especially a person who's going first time. And you are spending so much of money and so much of sacrifices. But if you are not going to go with that ruhaniyat and spirituality, it will be just a ritual that you follow, you did and you come back, and you will not be spiritually charged. How many of us go for Umrah? And when we sit back and reflect, that did I connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that Mubarak place, Muqaddas, holy places, Makkah and Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara? Or was it just a travel, a journey, and we were busy taking out our cell phones and taking pictures and videos and showing the whole world and posting our pictures and how I made tawaf and how I made ibadat and I went there and I got Riyadul Jannah and I got this and I got that? Unfortunately, respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters, we're not here to pass any judgment on any person. We look at our own selves. We spend so much of money, we go for Umrah, we go for Hajj, we go to these Mubarak places. But still there is no ruhaniyat, there's no nuraniyat in our life. We feel spiritually low, we don't feel spiritually charged, especially after we return. The question is why? And the answer is exactly, we are not following those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from. In other words, we are not refraining from those things. On the one side, we are making tawaf, but very easily we are distracted by those pretty faces around us. When a person should be now in full devotion, concentration, he should be in a different realm. In Urdu we say, ek dhun mein. He must be in a different world. He must be in a trance. It is only him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When mashayikh say that with every heartbeat I can feel Allah, Allah. What are they talking about? They are so conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah is with me. May Allah is watching me. They're enjoying every moment in the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, well, my Allah, I'm making tawaf of your house. Tears will come down the person's face. He will shudder. He will shiver. He'll be taking the and hymning the glory and praising the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People around him, he will not even look at them, he won't even be bothered about that, because he has come to the house of his Rabb, and he'll be saying, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, a very great sahabi, he is the son of Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. So Urwa bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala, he goes for tawaf, and in the tawaf he sees Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, the son of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and they are making tawaf. As they are making tawaf, Hazrat Urwa comes to Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma and he proposes for his daughter, Sauda. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma ignores him. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma continues. His card is blocking ND438037. Kindly remove your car. ND438037. Kindly remove your car. So they're making tawaf. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu ignores this request of Urwa bin Zubayr that I want to get married to your daughter. So Urwa bin Zubayr feels embarrassed. He says, I shouldn't have proposed for her. Perhaps Abdullah bin Umar is not interested in me as taking me as a son-in-law. I should have rather not asked him anything. Tawaf is over and they return home. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu meets Urwa in the masjid and then tells him, Urwa, you came to me whilst we were making tawaf and you mentioned my daughter Sauda that you were interested in getting married to her. Urwa, at such a time, وَنَحْنُ نَتَخَايَرُ اللَّهِ, at such a time when our khiyal, our thoughts were only with Allah, we were making tawaf of Baytullah. We were so consumed and engrossed in deep thoughts and in communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did you have to find that time to come and ask me about my daughter that you were interested in getting married to her? Could you not find some other time? So my respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters in Islam, we have to concentrate on these important aspects. One great buzurg mentioned when a person is making tawaf, and each step you take, think that you are making the didar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every step you take, think as though you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then see the maza of that tawaf. Then see the enjoyment of that tawaf. Then you won't be distracted so easily. How often we are in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there's so much of adab and etiquettes we have to bear in mind. Our voices should be lowered. But we can hear laughter. People are talking worldly affairs. The reason why we are there, we forget. It's only bragging about how quick I finished my Umrah. Or how I managed to get Riyadul Jannah. Or how I did this and my room is like this and that. That is all we are worried about. My respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters in Islam, let us not lose the spirituality of our amal. Time is against us. We are all getting older and older. So many people have left us and they have passed on. Ramadan came, Ramadan went. Hajj will come, Hajj will go. Qurbani will come, Qurbani will go. Allah has got these occasions for us as excuses to turn to Him. But we do not have to wait for those occasions, because we do not know whether we will be alive till then. If we have made some blunders, some errors, if we have not spent our time correctly, we make tawbah and istighfar. Nobody is perfect. We all are gunegar. We all make mistakes. We all are weak. But we have to have some discipline in our life. And this is the discipline we are lacking. We do certain things indeed, and we are contented with that. And we feel, mashallah, now I'm feeling very good. And perhaps I've reached the peak of all the buzughan deen. And I'm highest on the list. It is not just doing good deeds, amal saliha. It is imperative to do amal saliha. But with that, we have to stay away and refrain from amal sayyi'ah, evil deeds. Sometimes the amal is salihah, the nafil is not a lot. It's just little a person does. But he is very conscious of not displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has the hadith of Rasulullah in front of him. اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس. Refrain from all those things that Allah has made haram upon you. But Allah has said, do not indulge in usury and interest. Do not deceive and cheat your customers and clients. Do not be oppressive. Do not lie, do not slander. Do not have malice in your heart. Do not be jealous. These things we forget. We ignore. اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس. If you are fearful and mindful of those prohibitions of Allah and you refrain from it, Rasulullah says, you will be the greatest worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تكن أعبد الناس. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates an incident. He says, we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba sitting in the gathering. And suddenly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a man is going to go past now and he is from the people of Jannah. And he says, just shortly after that we see a person going past who had made fresh wudu. Water is dripping from his beard. He's got his sandals in his hand and he's going past. So Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says, we see it was Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala. The second day, exact thing happens. Rasulullah sitting, tells the Sahaba, man from Jannah is going to come past now. And the exact thing we see, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu going past, his beard wet, he just made fresh wudu, got his sandals in his hand, and he's going past. And the third day, the same thing happens. So Abdullah bin Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhuma is extremely curious. And he wants to know, what is this in the life of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah mentioned this basharat, this glad tidings about him. He must be doing such good deeds, or such amal in his house, and such wazifas that I need to get into my life. So he makes an excuse to stay with him for two or three nights. He spends three nights with him, and after three nights passes, he goes up to him and he says, you know, I just made an excuse to stay with you. I did not find you doing anything strange and different from what the other Sahaba are doing. Anything special, no special ibadat. Yes, when he should turn at night, you take the name of Allah Ta'ala. Nothing very different. Nothing special about you in your amal. But Rasulullah said 3 days in a row that a man will go past, he's a jannati. So Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, such a humble Sahabi, he says, nothing, there's nothing. But if these are what Rasulullah said, this is what he said, then yes, perhaps it's because of two reasons. He says, I do not have any malice in my heart for any person. I don't have any ghish in my heart. I'm never jealous of any person. I'm never jealous of any person. Now we spend the month of Ramadan, we go for Hajj and Umrah, we go to the Khanqahs and we go and do many good deeds in our lives. But still, when we return, then you still have jealousy for our right people who are doing the same business, those who are we competing with, and we see, how come he's so prosperous, why I'm not doing so well? Or somebody has built a nice spiritual home and we burn in our hearts. Or somebody has achieved something and we are not happy with it, we desire that he must be deprived of it. That means our hearts are not clean. That means spiritually we are sick. That means our diet plan is not correct. So we have to get our act in order. All of us. The entire ummah of Rasulullah, we know the conditions we all are going through. So the simple effort is, our mashayikh have said, create in our hearts the genuine love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has the genuine love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is his priority, then he will give preference to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over everything else in the world. So, after bringing iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now when he is going to move in the right direction, he will refrain from those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. He will refrain from those things that Allah has made makruh and dislikes. He will refrain from those things that even it is permissible, but it is futile, so he will refrain from even those things until he will continue moving closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will not be distracted by the things of this world until finally he reaches the highest stage of taqwa, and that is he moves away totally from everybody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the mashayikh say, that they have in their heart only Allah. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. It's very easy to sing these words. But the real meaning of these words, that every desire from my heart has come out of my heart. I have no more love for this dunya at all, at all, at all. I'm not distracted by the embellishments and decorations and the glitter and glamour of this world. A beautiful car can go past, a beautiful woman can go past, but it doesn't affect me at all. My mind and my concentration is only upon my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a person will do everything to please his Allah. And even if he slips and he blunders and he makes an error because he's a human being, then too he will make tawbah, istighfar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lift him. And Allah will pick him. And Allah will grant him his true muhabbah. And Allah will favor him. He will go through difficulties in his world and tests and trials and tribulations. But all those will be excuses just to make him more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the akhirah, his reward will be so much, much, much more than the people in this world who were deprived of this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So occasions will come, occasions will go. Mahol, we cannot stay in the masjid 24/7. It's difficult. We cannot be in a khanka all the time. We cannot be in the Mubarak land, staying in the Haram Sharif all the time. We have to come back home. We have to go back into our world. But this heart must not be affected with the environment now that we are coming in. So again, whatever we discussed, whatever we learned, whatever we read, before Ramadan, in Ramadan, we will hear after Ramadan, these are all part of the diet plan. اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمْ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. Refrain from all those things that Allah has made haram, you will become the greatest buzurg. You will become the greatest abid. And this is what we all are striving towards. We all make that effort and we make dua for one another. And inshallah, we will gain the true love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka shukru kulluhu, la nuhsi thanana alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Faghfir lana wa tub alayna. فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين Allah, hamari gunahon ko maaf farma, hamari khataon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Allah, hum kamzor hain, hum zaeef hain, ya Allah.
Allah, make us true dhakirin, shakirin, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us that consciousness that you are watching us, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for every wrong that we have done, may Allah. Ya Allah, Ramadan came, Ramadan went, may Allah. Ya Allah, people are getting ready for Hajj, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant them Hajj mabroor, may Allah. Make the Hajj be easy for them, may Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have not gone for Hajj, ya Allah, and Hajj is compulsory upon them, may Allah. Create the sabil and the means for them to make the Hajj, may Allah. Ya Allah, make it be a spiritually charged journey, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us true taqwa, may Allah. Grant us wara', ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq of refraining from all sins, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from major sins and minor sins, may Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we made so much of promises to you in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, don't make us break those promises to you, may Allah. Ya Allah, if we are falling, ya Allah, you lift us up, may Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, may Allah. Show us sirat-e-mustaqim, may Allah. Keep us on sirat-e-mustaqim. Grant us istiqamat and steadfastness, may Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing amal-e-salihah. And give us tawfiq of refraining from amal-e-sayyi'ah. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman, may Allah. Make us live with iman, make us die with iman, raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Grant us the sweetness of iman, may Allah. The sweetness of sajda, may Allah. The sweetness of begging from you, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your deedar in jannat, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us the beautiful bounties in jannat, may Allah. And especially, may Allah, being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, and being with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in jannat, may Allah. And then seeing you, may Allah, when you will lift those veils, may Allah. And even the jannatis will see you, may Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us of that momentous occasion, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are sick and ailing. Grant them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqil, daim. All the marhumin, give them jannat ul firdaus, may Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, may Allah. Ya Allah, ummat is suffering, may Allah. Months have gone past now, may Allah. And still, may Allah, the condition of Gaza, may Allah. The whole world knows, may Allah. Every person is watching, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them complete afiyat, may Allah. Grant them victory, may Allah. So many thousands and thousands of lives have been lost, may Allah. Ya Allah, the entire city is demolished, may Allah. Masajid have become shaheed, may Allah. May Allah, people have become shaheed, may Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, may Allah. Everything is in your control, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of everything, may Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, destroy the zalimeen, may Allah. Ya Allah, make them zaleel in this dunya, may Allah. Make them zaleel in the akhirat, may Allah. Ya Allah, they have no power whatsoever, may Allah. Ya Allah, tu unko hala kar dijiye, may Allah. Ya Allah, give the Musalman, ya Allah, victory, may Allah. Masoom children, may Allah. They've got nothing, no food, may Allah. Ya eh, Malik-e-Kareem, tu raham farma. Karam ka mamla farma. Jaan jahan bhi Musalman pareshan hal ho, ya Allah. Pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, we ask you by your ism-e-azam. Ya Asma'ul Husna, Ya Sifatul Ula. Ya Allah, grant all of them afiyat wali zindagi, may Allah. Remove the difficulties, may Allah. Help them, may Allah. Forgive them, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Help the ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, guide the ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, grant us halal and tayyib rozi, may Allah. Give us plentiful, may Allah. Those who have got qarz and debts, may Allah. Help them to fulfill the debts, may Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, ya Allah, give us mawtud iman, mawtud madina sharif, baril jannatul baqim, ya Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy kuthul water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. May Allah protect us. Protect our family members, may Allah, our wives and children, our grandchildren, may Allah. Ya Allah, our zurriyat and progeny, may Allah. Yet not a single one of them become murtad, may Allah. Protect them from all types of fitna, may Allah. Ya Allah, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen. Make them the coolness of our eyes, may Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata a'yun, waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Allah, everyone who has raised his hands now and her hand, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're only tapping at your door, my Allah. There is no other person we can turn to, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. It is only you who we worship, my Allah. And we only beg from you, my Allah. We ask you for assistance, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat. Ya dafi' al-bariyat. Ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham. Mufarrij al-ham. Ujib da'wat al-muttarreen idha da'uk. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك الله حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.